Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maasos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lili Nishmas Maros, Miriam Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Misha, Hurt, Neshama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Danil, and Zemrens, Pari, Rachel, they should be Gemesh, Vazar, Shakayama, Bakar of Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had spoken about workers that were hired not to work with the fruit of the tree, but they were hired to do some sort of other work around the trees. And yesterday we learned about figs, and today we're going to continue with olives. Mishnah Gimel says, Hasoicher Sapayol, Lazis Bezesim, a person hired a worker to do work around his olive trees. Amarlai, if the worker told him, Amanas lechol zesim, I'm only going to do this work for you if you allow me to eat olives. Eichel echad echad, pater, if the worker eats one olive at a time from the tree, so he's pater from taking off maaseris, vim tseraf, but if he combined two of them together, chayiv, so he's chayiv to take off maaser. That's because when he combines the two of them together, that's like a regular mecher, like a regular sale, and that's keveah for maaser. Let's say he hires him, lenachish babetzolim, to weed his onion patch. He has a bunch of onions growing, and there's some weeds growing there, and so he hires his guy to do the weeding. Amr loy, let's say the fellow tells him, amanas lechol yarak, I'm only going to do the work on condition that you will allow me to eat the green shoots that grow out of the onion. So makartem ale ale va'eichel, he can cut one green leaf at a time and eat it. Vim tseraf, however, if he combines two of them together, chayiv, he's chayiv to take off meiser. And now moving on to Mishnah Dalet. Something important to know for this Mishnah is that something which is hefker, that's completely ownerless, is pater from meiser. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, matza ketzitzos baderech, a person is walking along the way and he finds some ketzitzos. What are ketzitzos? Well, they're the same thing as ketzios, figs that are in the middle of drying out. This is just another way of saying it. Now, filu b'tzad stei ketzitzos, even if he found these figs next to a field that has figs drying out in it, so it's obvious that these figs came from that field. Or v'chein te'ein ashinot al aderech, also, if there's a fig tree that's leaning over the way, umatze tachteh te'einim, and he found figs right under this fig tree, so it's obvious that these figs came from the tree. Even though he knows where these figs came from, the Mishnah says, mutaris mishum gazel, upturis v'namaisris. They're mutter because of gazel, meaning when he takes them, he's not stealing them, and he's pater from taking maaser off of them when he eats them. The reason for both of these is the same, because they're hefker. The owner has no intention of going to look for his figs, and he's completely mafkir them, he declares them ownerless, therefore this fellow's allowed to take them, he's not stealing them, and they're pater and maaser. However, uvazesim uvecharufim chayovim, if we're dealing with olives or carob, so he'd be chayiv, meaning he'd be chayiv for stealing them, and he'd be chayiv to take off maaser before he eats them. That's because the owner is not mafkir his olives and carob, because they don't get ruined when they fall to the floor and might get kicked around by passersby. And now to add on a layer to this, we had just said that something which is hefker is pater and meiser, but that's only if it became hefker before Gemar Malacha. But if it only was made hefker after Gemar Malacha, it's still chayv and meiseris. So the Mishnah says, Matza gregreis, let's say this fellow found a dried fig. A gregeres is a dried fig after it's already been dried. A ketzia is a fig while it's in the middle of drying. So he found already dried figs, and he just needs to know whether they've reached their Gemar Malacha. Is he chayv in maaseris? So im darsu rav bnei adam, if the majority of people have already taken their dried figs and squished them into barrels, we learned about that in the previous parak, chayv, so he'd be chayv to take maaser off of these figs, because he has to assume that they came from a barrel, that they were already squished in the barrel, and that they were taken out, and now they're hefker. Bavim lav, if the majority of people that have dried figs have not yet reached the stage where they squish them into their barrels, pater, so he's pater from taking off maaser. But let's say matza pilche devela, if he found pieces from a fig cake, chayov, he's chayv to take maaser off, she'adu ashein midavar gomer, because then it's known that it came from something that was already completed, that already had its gemar malacha, because if it came from a fig cake, that means that it's already been finished. Continuing to talk about something that had Gemar Malacha, v'hecharuven, when we're talking about carob. So when people used to dry out their carob, they take it, spread it out on the roof, and wait for the sun to dry it out. Now what's the Gemar Malacha of dried carob? When he would gather them in a big pile on the roof. So ad shalai kinsam l'ra shagag, if he had not yet gathered it in a big pile on the roof, so marid mehem l'behema, he's allowed to take from this carob, bring it down to his animal, and feed his animal with it, and pater, he's pater from taking off meiser in this case. Why is that? Because he's going to be bringing back the leftovers. If he was going to be keeping the leftovers, so then that means that whatever he's bringing downstairs is considered to have reached its gemar malacha, even though there's still carob up on the roof drying, but these that he's bringing down into his house and feeding to his animal, those are already considered to have reached gemar malacha, and he would have to take off meiser. But since he's going to be taking the carob back upstairs, whatever the animal doesn't eat, he's going to take it and put it back on the roof to continue drying out. So that means it hasn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, and he's not chayv to take Meiser off. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.